Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Reducing your toxic burden. If you've been listening to my show, which, by the way, I appreciate that, I've been talking more and more about, you know, the toxic deluge that we are experiencing in our environment, water, air, food supply, our sick food chain, because it really is a concern of mine. I know that the body is extremely resilient. It has a lot of built-in detox systems, mainly the liver, right? But the liver is awesome at what it does. But I just don't think it was ever meant to deal with the number of synthetic industrial chemicals that we are exposed to every day, right? You know, I don't think it's that much of a mystery why people are getting sick, why we're having more autoimmune disorders, skin issues, Alzheimer's, dementias. I mean, all of these things are developed country diseases. They're not, you don't see dementia, specifically Alzheimer's dementia, in underdeveloped countries or developing nations, mainly because of, I do believe, the toxin exposure. I was on the Suzanne Somers show. She was on Lifetime Television. This was, gosh, 3-4 years ago. And on one of the segments I did with her, we talked about all of these toxins. And when I did the research for that segment a few years ago, at that time, the EPA estimated that it was allowing about 74,000 or 75,000 chemicals to be used in different types of products. Well, since then, the new estimate is 84,000 because we're adding about 1,000 new chemicals a year. And so that should be a worry. And so I want to talk about some simple ways that you can reduce your toxic burden. And I say simple because there's a lot of suggestions out there. And they're good suggestions about how to avoid toxins, how to go green in your home, go green inside your body. But I think sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. So I wanted to put together what I think are very effective tips for reducing your toxic burden, but very doable at the same time. It's not going to take too much of an effort. So I want to share with you, though, before I do that, something that I wrote for the Life Extension Foundation about reducing our toxic burden. And this is referring to those 84,000 synthetic chemicals. Most people just assume these chemicals have undergone extensive safety testing before being released to the market. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Consider this stunner. There are 6 internationally agreed upon tests for screening the toxicity of high produced volume chemicals. They're known as HPVs. We can look at acute toxicity, chronic toxicity, reproductive toxicity, mutagenicity, that's how it damages DNA, ecotoxicity to the environment, and then just overall environment fate. Sadly, according to a, get this, 1998 EPA report, only 7% of all of the HPVs, those chemicals, that the United States makes or imports have undergone all 6 safety tests, 7%. And 43%, nearly half, have not been subjected to a single solitary one. So we're not testing these chemicals. How can this be? Well, our laws kind of have it backwards. There is a law in the books called the Toxic Substance Control Act. It was from the 1970s. I don't remember which year. It only required that a new chemical be tested for toxicity before being introduced to the market if there was evidence that it was toxic. So, you could have a new chemical that you could tell the government, well, this one doesn't have any evidence that it's toxic. It looks fine in animal studies, you know, whatever. And so you put it in your products, and it's there you go. It's in the market. It doesn't mean it's not toxic. It just, before you put it in the product, there was no evidence of it, mainly because it wasn't tested. You see the problem there. So they're claiming these chemicals aren't dangerous because there's no evidence that they're toxic, yet they haven't been tested for toxicity. Almost half haven't done any of the testing. So you could see the problem. So think of this, the chemicals inside of you. What are some of the chemicals inside of you right now causing a lot of harm? Well, how about DDT? Remember that one, right? That was banned a long time ago. You know, DDT is a known carcinogen. It's a pesticide, a known cancer causer. Well, it turns out, according to a report published in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, the pesticide is so stable that there is now not a single living organism on the planet that does not contain DDT. It's everywhere. If you know, even though it's banned, it's still there and it's stable. It's going to be there for who? I mean, I don't know what the half-life is. Probably, you know, most of these chemicals have half-lives of 200, 300, 400 years. It's great that we banned it, but it's not helping us right now. There's a chemical known as PFOA. It's used to manufacture Teflon. It's in the coatings of microwave popcorn bags, pizza boxes. It's pretty much everywhere. You know, this chemical, a likely human carcinogen that is linked with heart disease and stroke, is present in the blood of over 98% of Americans. That's PFOA. There's so many more I could talk about, right? There's BPA, there's phthalates and air fresheners. I mean, it's all over the place. Why is it bad? How do these toxins cause problems? Oxidative stress, most likely, yeah. Most of these toxins are oxygen-based type molecules. They're highly reactive. They get into your body and they just cause a lot of problems. They're highly chemically reactive and they can destroy fats and proteins and stuff. So what are we going to do? We're going to do some things. Here's simple things to reduce your toxic burden. Number one, try to eat organic as much as you can. Study after study has shown, and I even published some of the reports in my book, The Supplement Pyramid, that organic produce does have more nutrients and obviously it has less toxins. Now notice I said less toxins. Organic food isn't totally clear of toxins because you could have a field that has been deemed by the government or the county or whatever the state that it's organic soil. Yet 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they used pesticides in that soil. And those pesticides have long half-lives. So it's organic food is not completely void of chemicals. It's just that there's no new chemicals being used in the soil. So they're better. The toxic burden is lower, not nothing, but lower. And there are more nutrients. So it's very simple. Try to eat organic. Now, listen. I know that's not always easy to do. There are certain foods that tend to have less chemicals in them. There's even a report about the most toxin-heavy foods out there. A lot of the watery-type foods, grapes, for instance, citrus, they can really soak in a lot of those toxins. So you can even, if you can't go organic all the time, you can try to avoid some of those foods that tend to really absorb those chemicals. So try to eat organic. Number two, just how about no more plastics? Just avoid plastics altogether. I did a whole show on good plastics. Plastic labeled number two and number five, you got to look on the bottom of the container, are good. But how about just, let's go back to glass. That seems to be safer to use. So no plastics. No air fresheners, number three. Just get rid of those. There are chemicals called phthalates in air fresheners that just are so bad for you in so many ways. I could do a whole show on phthalates in any air freshener that you're spraying all over the place. Just don't do that. And lastly, say no to Teflon because of some of those chemicals I had mentioned before, the PFOA. So simple things you can do, right? Organic, no more plastic, no air fresheners, no Teflon. Simple things you can do to reduce your toxic burden. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Stick.